go to. Did he also participate in the Vietnam War?
That was. Oh no, I'm not Korea. I'm in Vietnam.
Yeah, yeah, see, that's yeah. the thing.
He went to Vietnam 2-3 times, and he went to Philippine Island and all those places.
Yeah, I would guess he
yeah.
was in the Vietnam then, War rather than the Korean, yeah. and definitely not World
then
War
he II. Then he went back east one winter. He says, no place like California. He says, I don't want to go nowhere.
Ah, so he lives here now?
Yeah, he lived right over here about 3 miles from us.
Oh, I see.
So he says, no place like California.
When he picked his home, you know, his
No, we bought a home for him at first.
Oh, you bought a home for him.
We bought a home for him in Culver City.
Uh-huh.
But it was 2 bedrooms, but it was a little old house.
Mm-hmm.
We bought it for them, and then later on they came over here and saw the house. They sold that house,
and
they bought that house.
Oh, I see. Do they come and visit you often?
Oh, every week.
Yeah? How about your daughter?
My daughter don't have time. She's so darn busy. Tonight she's going to go up to NBC to make that we told you about? Some kind of people? The real people?
Real people.
Yeah.
Oh,
she's going to tape that tonight.
She's an actress?
Yeah.
Television actress?
She's an actress. She is a school teacher.
Oh.
She's teaching school right now.
Yes, yes. Elementary school?
Grammar school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Did you encourage her to go into the entertainment industry, or did she do it by herself?
No, her mother took her when she was 4 years old.
Was it because you worked for William Holden and so
no,
on and so forth?
No, no, because mother. My mother, when we was on Western Avenue, Bessie Lou asked her if she wants to go and participate in Madame Chen Kai Shek. She said yes.
Participate?
Yeah, Madame Chen Kai Shek went to Hollywood Bowl.
Oh.
So she said yes, because they need a whole bunch of Chinese there. So she went and. She went to participate that, and then later on she said, you want to work in a movie? And that's how she got in.
Who asked her?
Bessie Lou's husband.
Oh, Bessie Lou's husband. Yes.
Yeah. So she got in from that day on. She gets called all the time, and she just go to work.
Mm. Doesn't that interfere with her school teaching job?
I'm talking about my wife now. I'm not talking about my daughter.
Oh, excuse me.
My daughter was small, she get a permit from the Board of Health. I mean, Board of Education. She can work because they have school there. They have to have a tutor there.
Mm-hmm.
When she was small.
Mm-hmm. But how about? I mean, did your daughter get into the show business because of Mabel's influence?
Yeah.
Mabel got her interested or got just got the jobs?
She got the job and she's interested.
Uh-huh. And how do you feel about Chinese in the entertainment industry? Do you know of a lot of Chinese in the entertainment business?
When I worked for Anita Luce, I had a chance to be an expert. Anita Luce says, George, I don't want you to be here. I said, why? He said, you make a bum on yourself. Those guys sometimes, they work 2 days out of the month.
Mm-hmm.
He says, at that time they only paid $10.50. For $20 and for $21, he said, can you live on that for 1 month?
Mm-hmm.
He said, you make a bum on yourself. He said, do what you're doing. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, work for a family home, $60 a month. He said, you get more money.
Mm-hmm.
And you get your free room and board, but make a bum on yourself.
Mm.
On my day off, I had a chance to go there. She said, don't go.
Mm.
She said, once you taste it, you once you taste easy money, you don't want to do nothing else.
Mm, interesting. Did she say the same thing to Mabel? Because Mabel did extra.
Well, Mabel is different because we have our own business. She have to work.
You
we have our own business. She have to work, but she don't work in the movie.
Oh yeah, she had, that was after you had the Chop Suey House?
Yeah.
That she started
yes.
working as an extra?
Yeah.
I see. And how do you feel about Chinese as they are portrayed in movies? You know, how do you think the Americans project the Chinese on the TV or television screen?
The olden day, all they had to do is houseboy or cook and all that stuff.
Really?
The olden day.
Yeah.
But today, they don't have too many Chinese student actors.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because the Oriental is not a fighter like the black is. See, the black is fighter. The Mexican began to fight now.
Mm-hmm.
But all Oriental said, they said, the heck with you guys. If you have job open for me, fine. If you don't, I don't need your job.
I see.
In other words, Chinese people is dependent. The Oriental people is independent.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that's good that they don't fight?
No, it's not good. Because they should fight for the part. No, you took a San Francisco Bay Bridge, right? All the car passed by, there's all nationality, right? Well, why couldn't they do the same thing in the movies?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You take Broadway, on the street of Broadway, 7th and Broadway used to be the busiest street in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
How many people, what nationality walk in there? All nationality, right?
Right.
Well, it's the same way with your movies.
Mm-hmm.
Why should they just have whites and black and no Oriental?
Yes, that's true. There were some, did you see some old, say for instance, Charlie Chan movies and, there were some minor Asian, there's a lady named Anna Wong who was...
Anna May Wong, you mean?
Yes.
Well, she...
So.
What kind of roles she used to take?
Yes.
The roles she used to take is like a gangster mom and all that stuff, isn't she?
Mm. I think at least one movie was like
yeah.
that.
But she couldn't make a living in United States. She had to go to England to take parts.
Oh.
She never make it in United States at all. All the United States parts she make is a gangster mall and this and that and when Kai Nguyen and all that stuff.
Kai
Nguyen? Yeah. You know.
How about Mabel? What kind of
well, she don't take part, she just take a scene.
Oh, okay.
Just
right.
like a street scene and all that.
Oh, okay.
She does the extras.
I see. Does she know of any Chinese actors or actresses, you know, that got regular parts?
Well, Joyce had a regular part on King and I.
George?
Joyce.
Joyce?
Our daughter.
Oh, and when was that? 50s?
I don't remember. She got all the pictures there.
Your daughter was born like
she was born in 64.
Your daughter?
Yeah.
64?
Yeah.
Oh, so it was very recently that she got a part in the...
Yeah.
Your daughter was only 17?
No, she was born...
No.
46 then.
Your boy was... Yeah, that makes more sense. 46, I see.
Mm-hmm.
When did she get the part?
I don't remember the date.
How about other
people? In fact, we got all the script that she's in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the script of King and I and all that stuff. We have all the script yet.
Mm-hmm.
She belonged to 20th Century Fox, 20th Century Fox never recalled it.
How did she, how old was she when she did it?
I think 12 or 13.
Oh, yes.
She was the favorite daughter of the king.
Oh, I see.
She make a speech for about 10 minutes, and they stop in the middle, and she know where she stopped, and she continue.
Mm.
And when they finish making the motion picture, even the director carry her and cry. she was so good. And then later on, when Joyce worked in Kung Fu.
Oh, she worked in Kung Fu?
Yeah. And then, was the director's son directed.
Mm.
And he wrote her a letter. He said, "No wonder my father thinks you're so good." He says, "I think so too."
Yeah.
She got those letters in her.
But how about other people during the 40s and
I was never interested in motion pictures, so
You don't go to see movies?
Yeah, we used to go see movies, but mostly American movies. The only time they started making movies during World War II, you know, propaganda pictures.
Oh, yeah,
that's how your audience, Oriental got in.
It was anti-Japanese, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And the Chinese sort of played the roles of Japanese?
Yeah, both.
And all played bad guys?
Yeah. But before that, your Oriental people don't have a chance at all.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Shanghai Express and all that stuff, they used to put it, you know, in a few Chinese in.
Mm-hmm.
But your Chinese have no chance, period.
Well, how do you feel about jobs, you know? What kind of jobs do you think are the best for if you had to pick your profession over again?
I told my son and my daughter work for the government.
For the federal government?
Federal or state. You get retirement and you get everything.
Mm.
Why should you work for private industry when you get old? They just throw you out.
Mm. How come you didn't advise them to be in their own business, be their own boss?
Today,
like you did.
I know, but today you be in your own business, but it takes a lot of energy, it takes a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
There's not enough of profits today. You
mm-hmm.
take those big corporations, if they don't sell in volume, they couldn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has to be volume. You think today the rest is making money? Look how fast the meat taco, they make money. Like that night for $12, you know, for that dinner. For the food they serve you,
mm-hmm.
they're not making too much.
Of which dinner? The Saturday night? You're talking about the Historical Society dinner?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess they charge you for $10 and you got $2, huh?
No, I didn't go there.
Oh, but they give you 9 courses of food.
Oh, yeah.
Now, how could they make money? And then they occupy and you use your light, use your electric and show all that stuff. That's hardly any money to be making in restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
But you hope that some of those people that go in there, you know, come back to eat or so.
What do you think about engineers and doctors and dentists? Would you advise your kids to go into those fields?
Well, It's a good job, but it takes so darn long to go to school to get that money. But if you take a good job, or take a good government job,
mm-hmm.
it's darn sight better, because you work, once you're in, nobody can fire you.
Really?
No, they can't fire you once you're in.
Mm.
They cannot fire you unless you do something real bad. And then you get retirement income. If you put in a dollar, they put in $2, something like that, or a dollar,
mm-hmm.
to match it for your retirement.
Mm-hmm.
So isn't that better than keep on trying to do your own business and all that?
Yeah. Now that you're retired, have you thought of doing anything that you haven't done before, traveling or anything like that?
Sure, I love to travel around the world, but I can't take her.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
People
can't travel, huh? Difficult.
It's difficult because her intestine doesn't hold. If she has to go, she has to go.
Yes.
There's no stop to it.
Uh-huh. Did she have a stroke?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she saw her brother's body, and then she said he has two little boys, and he feels sorry for the kids, and she saw and she screamed, and she had a stroke right there.
Her brother died?
Yeah, her younger brother.
Of natural causes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a few years ago, huh?
Mm-hmm. He was working at, lucky he worked long enough to get Social Security. He was in Hong Kong all this time. So
he wasn't in the United States?
No, he was in the United States till lately.
Mm-hmm.
About 4 or 5 months before he died.
Uh-huh, and then he
was working for the Canton Bank in San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
So Canton Bank had $10,000 insurance for him, so they got $10,000, and the government, and they pay enough to, you know, you have to pay, I think, 6 months or so, so the kids get Social Security now.
The end of this tape.